Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to our Shir and Tzvas Emes. The Pasuk tells us in our Parsha, Ki seitzei lamachama aloi vecha, when you go to war against your enemies, ureisa sus v'reichev, and you see a horse and its rider, amrav memcha, a nation which is greater than you, greater in number, greater in strength. Leisir mehem, the Rabbani Shem tells you, do not be afraid of them. Ki Hashem alekechi imach, the Rabbani Shem is with you. Hamalecha me'eretz Mitzrayim, the same Rabbani Shem that took you out of Mitzrayim, out of hundreds of years of slavery, is also going to take you and give you the ability to be victorious over all of your enemies. And the Helig Svar Magdashim explained to us that Kiseitzel Machama Alevecha, anytime the Torah discusses a war, it doesn't only mean the physical wars that Klal Yisrael fought, but Kiseitzel Machama Alevecha also means the spiritual battles that take place within a person's life. Alevecha, against your enemies, your enemy means the physical enemy, and your enemy also means a spiritual enemy, the Yetzihara, the Benias, the Hastara in a person's life. Anything which is stopping a person from being able to get close to Hashem is considered as Oyev, is considered as enemy, something which is getting in the way of a person's Avodas Hashem. The Heilig Arachayim HaKadosh tells us that Kiseitze Lamalchama Alevecha is referring to the spiritual enemy. And he says, Re'isa Sus V'Reichev, when you see a horse and its rider, Am Rav Mimcha, you see that the Yetzihara is greater than you, and you see that the Yetzihara has a tremendous amount of power, you should know that the reason why the Yetzihara has this power, Am Rav, why is the Yetzihara strong, is Mimcha, because of you. You're the one that caused, and you're the one that enabled and gave the strength to the Yetzihara to be able to fight and battle against you. The Arachayim HaKadosh tells us that every time a person does a mitzvah, like the Mishnah in Berakhi Yavis tells us, he creates a malach, which is there to help the person, to further the person along the path of Avodas Hashem. And anytime a person does an Avera Chalila, a person creates a malach, which is a makatrig against them, and tries to stop the person from getting closer to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Zokta Arachayim, when you see Am Rav, when you see that the Yetzihar, the spiritual enemy, is large, is big, is strong, you should know that it's Mimcha, it's because of you, it's because of the bad deeds that you've done, because of the Averis that you've done, that has given the power to the Yetzihara to be able to fight against you and to have the strength to be able to knock you down. But the Heilig Tzvas Emes explains to us that this word is not supposed to make us depressed, it's not supposed to make us sad. We revert like that from the Arachayim and we say, okay, so that means that anytime I'm faced with a challenge, anytime I'm faced with a battle, I should know that not only is the battle difficult, but it's also my fault that I'm faced with the challenge. It's also my fault that the Yetzihara is so big. That obviously is not going to enable a person to be able to fight and to be able to work against the Yetzihara. Zokta Tzvas Emes, when you see that a person, that you're challenged with the Yetzihara, which is strong, and it's Mimcha, it's because of you, because of the Averis that you've done, you should know that that's the greatest sign of Hashem's love for you. Why? Why is that a sign that Hashem loves you if you're faced with the Yetzihara, which is strong because of the Averis that you've done? Zokta Tzvas Emes, and these are his words in the year Tafresh Lamed Vav. He says, Pirish kize simin l'toiva. This is a sign l'toiva. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach ha'adam v'chatav. What the Rebbeinu Shem could do to a person who's done Averis, the Rebbeinu Shem could say, okay, you've done Averis, you've created this monster Yetzihara, and therefore you need to stay with those Averis and stay in a life of Averis and stay as a Rasha, stay as a Chayta, stay as somebody who does Averis. What the Rebbeinu Shem does is the Rebbeinu Shem wants to pull a person away from the Averis that he's done. And what the Rebbeinu Shem Meila does is he causes the person to have mochamas, to have nisyonas, to have astara, that in every time he tries to daven, tries to learn, tries to do a mitzvah, he feels like he's faced with a challenge. But the purpose of the challenge is not just to have the challenge. The purpose of the challenge of the astara, of the mochama, is to be able to overcome it. So instead of the Rabbanu Shem saying, you've done Averis, and therefore he leaves us to lay and wallow in our Averis and just say, okay, you are a Chayta, this is who you are. The Rabbanu Shem in his great mercy says, you've done Averis, I'm now gonna have you face a challenge, which is Am Rav, which is a large challenge, and it's going to push you to be able to work on yourself to now be able to overcome the Yetzihara. Instead of leaving us and giving up on us and saying, okay, that person's a chayta, the Rebbeinu Shem says, Yazav Rasha Darkon. The Rasha needs to leave his derech and be able to get up. How does the Rebbeinu Shem ensure that a yid, a Rasha, somebody who's done averus, is able to get past that place of chataim? The Rebbeinu Shem sends an oyev, sends an enemy, sends a challenge to that person. And the purpose of that challenge, the purpose of the nesayon, is in order to allow the person to grow, in order to allow the person to overcome the challenge, to become victorious against the Yetzihara, and memela to be able to grow. And therefore, Zokta Tzvas Emes, when you see Am Rav, when you see that the Yetzihara is big and strong, and you see that he's powerful, and you see that he's coming at you with everything that he has, and you know that it's Mimcha, you know that it's because of the Averis that you've done, you should recognize that that's only because the Rabbanu Shalom loves you. And therefore, he's sending this Yetzihara to fight you, to battle you, to challenge you, because he wants you to stand up, and he believes that you have the capability to stand up and to conquer this Yetzihara, and therefore he sends the Yetzihara against you. But the ikar is, don't be afraid of them. The Yetzirah is only there. It's a facade. It's a smoke screen. It's there for you to be able to be. It's there for you to be able to become bigger and better and greater. And therefore, when you see Amrav Mimcha, don't be afraid. The same Rabban Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim when you were stuck in the Memtesh Shari Tumah Va'at Arim Ve'Arya. Hashem faced you with, caused you to have that challenge of Golos. That same Rabban Hashem every time is in the Hastara, is in the challenges that you go through, and is there and is giving you those challenges so you can overcome them and become stronger and greater. The Maral writes that the idea of Golos is something which is totally unnatural for the nation of called Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's natural state is to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash and to be shaylet on their own land. The state of Golos is something which is totally unnatural. And Memela Zok de Maral, it has to be that anything that's unnatural eventually is going to go back to its natural state. And the Maral writes it's the same thing with a Yid that does an Avera. A Yid doing an Avera is unnatural. It's not natural to who the Mechos of a Yid is. A Yid is Be'etzim somebody who's an Achelik Alekai Mimal, somebody who's connected to the Rebbein Hashem. A Yid is somebody who's Ritzeneinu Lasis Ritzenecha. Person gets involved in Sa'ar Shevi'isa. Person gets involved in things which are unnatural. And the Rebbein Hashem, when a person is stuck in that unnatural state, the Rebbein Hashem doesn't allow us to stay there. The Rebbein Hashem doesn't say, okay, the Rushes will stay a Rasha, the Chaita will remain a Chaita, let the person remain with his bad Midas. Instead, what the Rebbein Hashem does is he sends an enemy. What the enemy does is it makes the person uncomfortable. It makes the person need to get up and need to leave his derech of being Chaita, need to leave the derech of falling prey to the Yetzirah and to get up and battle. And therefore, when a person sees that he's faced with nisyanis, don't have yish because then nisyanis fakar. Recognize that it's Am Rav Mimcha. Recognize that the Rebbein Hashem is the one that is sending you the nisyanis. The Rebbein Hashem is the one who is giving you those nisyanis so that you have the capability to overcome them. As Fasemis writes a little bit earlier, in Parsha Shaftim, he writes on the Pasuk, which says that when the Kayan Meshuach Machama gets up and he begins his speech, he begins it with the word Shema Yisrael. And Rashi over there writes that even if the only schus that you have is that fact that you say Shema Yisrael, that alone will give you the capability to be able to be menatzach, to be victorious over your enemy. Zakta Svasam is why specifically Shema Yisrael, what's so powerful about Shema Yisrael that it gives you the ability to overcome your enemies? Zakta Svasam is if you recognize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, if you recognize that all of your enemies are also from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, if you recognize that Kiseitzei LaMelchama, the fight and the battle that you're facing is not a Hastar, is not the Rabbanu Shel Olam, is not somebody else sending you those battles, but it's the Rabbanu Shel Olam sending them to you, and you recognize that Hashem Elokeinu, even the Midas Adin, is also Hashem Echad, may you be able to be victorious over your battles. May you be able to recognize that the Yetzirah is a shliach from Hashem. He's sent to you to be able to challenge you, to allow you to overcome him, to allow you to beat him, to become victorious against him. And Mimela, when you go into the battle with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, with that clear knowledge of the fact that it's the Rabbanu Shem who's sending you the battle, sending you the challenge, sending you the Nisayan in order that you overcome it and become stronger, and maybe you can be victorious against any fight that you fight, any spiritual enemy that you have, against any Yetzirah, any Nisayan that you have. The Hilig of Baal Shem Tov teaches us that the Pasuk that we say, on Shabbos we say, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, and the Pasuk over there says, David HaMelech says, Ki hina oyevecha Hashem, ki hina oyevecha yavedu. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us, Ki hina oyevecha Hashem, when I recognize that all of my enemies come from Hashem, I recognize that my enemies are not a separate independent force apart from Hashem. But I recognize that Kina Yevecha Hashem, I recognize that my enemies are sent by Hashem in order to challenge me, to allow me, to cause me to become uncomfortable in order to allow me to become greater than Kina Yevecha Yevedu. And automatically, that knowledge alone of knowing that my Yetzahara, the Hastara, the Nisayin is from Hashem, then all my enemies disappear, then there are no enemies, nothing can challenge me, because I'm able to overcome them when I recognize what the source of those challenges are. And that's our Avodah. And you see a sus v'reichem, and you see Am Rav Mimcha, and you recognize that, yeah, I'm dealing with a difficult Yetzihara, recognize that the Svasama says, Ki simen l'toiva, the challenges, the difficulties that you face is the greatest sign of Hashem's love for you. It's the greatest sign that Hashem is not going to allow you to be comfortable in an unnatural state. Hashem wants to bring you back to the place of Ritzeneinu Lasis Ritzenecha, the place you're able to be who you're really supposed to be, able to connect to your neshama. And when you recognize that and realize that the Nisayin is sent from Hashem, that the Yetzirah is an angel who's working for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you're able to conquer any Yetzirah, you're able to beat the Yetzirah and become stronger. Hashem should help us when we face that Yetzirah. We're out in the Melchama, which happens to us on a regular basis. We should recognize that the Yetzirah is a servant of Hashem. We should recognize that He's sent into this world and He's sent to challenge us in order to allow us to grow better. Hashem should help us recognize that. And Hashem, by doing that, Kinevecha Hashem will be Zecha Kihine Aivecha Yevedu. Have a great Shabbos.